Long-standing differences between the Palestinian president and his prime minister came to a head after Mr. Fayyad accepted the resignation of finance minister Nabil Qassis last month, and President Abbas rejected it. A senior official from Mr. Abbas's Fatah party said the prime minister has handed in his resignation and that Mr. Abbas is considering it. David Pollack, a senior fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says he does not expect Mr. Fayyad to resign. He told Al Hura television in an interview Thursday that the Palestinian Authority will not accept Mr. Fayyad's resignation, or that it will at least postpone it, because the former IMF official has international support and the Palestinians need international aid.
There is an international consensus that the PA deserves to be funded. At the same time, I think that if, as you say, if Fayyad does resign and his resignation is accepted, that the international community will want some other guarantees that the funds from abroad will not simply disappear into the pockets of corrupt officials. And it will be important for the PA, under whatever government, to work with the international community to make sure that that is the case.
Western policymakers have offered staunch support to the U.S.-educated economist, who also has gained Israel's respect. Former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat appointed him finance minister in 2001, and the following year he spent months with him under Israeli siege.
I don't think one should forget about the fact that we just moved out of the prison, a small prison.
Mr. Fayyad has been the Prime Minister of the Palestinian National Authority since 2007. The West has considered him a moderate leader. After initial success in revitalizing the Palestinian economy, Mr. Fayyad ran into trouble after Israel and the United States withheld vital funds last year to punish the Palestinians for seeking full membership in the United Nations. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.